Okay, just want to a little bit, just some shirayim left over for some of the tzitzis, Baruch Hashem, for the most part. We finished the part that I wanted to know about this year, turning tzitzis. The one last sugya in terms of tzitzis is the issue of the bracha on tzitzis. So we spoke a little bit about the mitzvahs of sub in general, and tzitzis is a thing that requires the bracha, and presumably the bracha should be over lasiyosan. So what that would mean is that as a person is holding their towels over their tzitzis, whatever it is, you put it on, you make a bracha right before, that before you put it on. However, as we spoke about in the regular shiurim, that tzitzis is one of those mitzvahs where you have that option of being a mitzvah adam shekhes. But the Rambam tells us, even though the Rambam was the biggest supporter, the biggest believer in ovelas yosam, to such an extent that the Rambam holds that even the bieved, that's the ovelas yosam. The Rambam concedes that mitzvahs such as tzitzis, some of the tefillin and sukkah, which are mitzvahs from shachos, one can technically do the mitzvah first and recite the bracha later. Every once in a while, we end up actually doing this, the lechet chila. So as a person who gets dressed, they want to put the tzitzis on right away, and then the hands aren't ready yet, they haven't washed their hands yet. So the post can say, you can put the tzitzis on and make the bracha afterwards. A lot of people who are married, so they don't make a bracha on the talis kata, they just make one bracha on the talis gadol, so it knocks off both. So even though vis-a-vis the talis kata, it's not really a blessing, so technically that's okay, because of the principle of mitzvah and sheches. The person recited the bracha, made the bracha on the talis, made the bracha on the tzitzis, great and wonderful, and then something occurs that potentially will interrupt that bracha. Now, we spoke a lot about the summer, about pippin hefsek, here, it doesn't mean not talking, it would be interesting, you have to be quiet, because only the tzitzis are on, you can't talk, that would be definitely make life a little on the somber end. But what if a person has a real hefsek in terms of the bracha of tzitzis? Let's say a person made a bracha of the tzitzis, they put the tzitzis on, and then they take the tzitzis off. Then they put it back on again a little bit later. Are they required to make a new bracha? So did we say that the mere stopping in the middle of doing the mitzvah automatically constitutes the hefsek or not? So there is a gemara about this in Maseches Sukkah, but not about tzitzis, actually about tefillin. The gemara tells us concerning tefillin that Rabbi Yehuda Nasi would wear tefillin all day, like we spoke about the best, maybe he didn't wear tefillin all day. But when he would go to the bathroom, so he would take his tefillin off, then when he would come out of the bathroom, so then he would recite another bracha on those tefillin. So there's a big machlokes that tells him what conclusion should he draw from this gemara. So he says, right, that the conclusion is very simple, that any and every time you stop doing a mitzvah for whatever reason, and now you start again, so that constitutes a hefsek, and you have to restart the clock, make a new bracha. So the Beisayasif says that the example that the Gemara gave was he took his tefillin through the bathroom, which loved after that example. Even if he took off his tefillin for any other reason, it's back on again, we would be required to recite a bracha. Similarly, the Beisayasif, right, the same is true when it comes to tzitzis. If you take your tzitzis talis off even for a couple of minutes, you would be required to recite another bracha. So the Rambam disagreed with that Beisayasif. The Gemara says no. But the only example, the only precedent we have for a break in a mitzvah requiring a new bracha is the sugya about tefillin, and when it comes to tefillin, one can argue, says the Rama, you are required to wear tefillin always. Perhaps you're not allowed to wear tefillin in the bathroom. We already know that. The din of shmiras tefillin, we'll talk a little bit about that hopefully today, about the halakhos of kushnoki. A person has to have not just a spiritual mikiyas, has to have physical mikiyas, you're not allowed to go to the bathroom with tefillin on. So the Rama writes that since you're not allowed to go to the bathroom with tefillin on, taking off of your tefillin is necessitated by the halacha, that constitutes a break, that constitutes an interruption of the mitzvah. Let's say a person took this phone off, they have to go to the bathroom. Took him off for 2 minutes or something, and they put him right back on again. So the Ramah says the taking off of the film doesn't necessarily necessitate a new bracha. Then the Ramah extrapolates the tzitzis and says, tzitzis, even if you go to the bathroom, you're not aware of tzitzis into the bathroom. You shouldn't wear a talis gadol to the bathroom, because the talis gadol is a ben habiyuchad tefillah. The din is that if you have something that you only wear for davening, then you're not supposed to wear it to the bathroom. Let's say a person never wears a hat for anything else. Never goes to the street. Only has a davening hat. That's it. So you definitely should not wear that hat into the bathroom. If he has a davening jacket, he never ever wears a jacket or anything else, so then he should not wear that jacket into the bathroom. If he wears the jacket sometimes, let's say he's staying here and it's 30 degrees below zero in the room, so then he puts on his jacket also. So that's just a davening hat. In America, I don't even think about this in America. I always wear that. You do walk around with a suit. In Eretz Yisrael, so I usually don't walk around with a suit, even though I usually put on my jacket for davening. But even in Eretz Yisrael, I don't think it's going to be a yuchel for davening. Haraya, where it's cold and it's not cold there. I'll sometimes wear it at other times. So I don't think that's considered to be. I was thinking just the other day, I was thinking about my hat. Today in America, so I walk around the streets in the hat on those things on the I very rarely do. So I was thinking of the hat on the so I was like, the beggar of youth in the tefillah. That's not true. Sometimes I have to give every once in a while, like in the summer, I have to give a shiur somewhere else. So even if it's an American chevra, so I have to put a tie on, put a hat on, to make me look in America. So I also wear walking around sometimes with a hat on the street in Eretz Yisrael. So I don't think it's necessarily a yuchim of that. Let's say we do have a kippah. So a kippah, we tap a hat on the way into the bed. So you have a kippah, you have to take a kippah off. It's a very good yuchim of tefillah. But talus katan, for sure you're not a way into the bed. That's what the Ramah writes, that if you take your talus katan off for whatever reason, a couple of minutes, then there will be no need to recite a new bracha, provided the two conditions are met. So number one is for a short amount of time. And number two, if you took it off, you had in mind to put it back on again. Let's say you took this off, that's it, you're done. You have to leave this off for a few hours. So even if you decide a minute later to put it back on, so that would also require a new bracha. So yeah, both of those conditions met, says the Ramah, then it's your title, you have to put it back on. And you talk a bit to bring back on fairly soon, that wouldn't constitute a hefsek. Of course, the multi-million-dollar question in the Ramah is how long is soon? What constitutes a hefsek? 20 to the Shulchan, basically 1 second is hefsek. We have followed the Ramah Shita. You don't make bracha, then I take this when you take more for a minute. So, what constitutes a hefsek? That's a very, very unclear, very vague, ambiguous in halacha. But the kernel point is, this is usually like the most popular question that's just like the first couple of days. So, guys, stop playing ball, if it's on, off, on, off, and off, what do you do? How long is the break? So, it was told, depends how bad the team is. I mean, I don't know how it is now. The team play 3-3, so pick up ball, and you keep on going until you win. So, you keep on winning a lot of games, and you have to make it. So, you're not so good, so then you're usually back to a cash and you lose anyway. So, you know, just sit back on that, brother. That's hard to tell. Mishabu writes that if you take your tickets up to go to the bathhouse, then for sure you have to make it a bracha. Mishabu was talking about the old days when the bathhouse was a half a day activity. You gotta go, you gotta sit in the shvitz, or the sauna, until you get yourself ready, it takes hours on end. Today you jump into the shower, you come out in 30 seconds, because there's no water, there's no hot water, there's no cold water, there's no rain, whatever, so the showers are not as long experiences. So therefore, they probably would not necessitate a new bracha. So it's hard to give a call exactly an hour, you have 2 hours, very hard to be shot to both give have different numbers. So it's short on the shorter end of time, then one does make a bracha, then longer end of time, one does make a bracha. What's that sure? So something bracha is okay? Yeah.
Can you see if she switch appearances?
Yeah, but you have to look some of the third drums, but you're not sure if something bracha is. Okay, so let's try to see if we can where are you guys up in Ramah Kamos? Guys are ready well into the ninth sugya?
Yeah.
Okay, great. So we're gonna try to do that just a little bit of Shirah of the eighth sugya from the very beginning of Shia. I don't want to move into the ninth sugya.